I knew something about the novel The Story of Time, where does he fit into the equation? There has been a ever-growing chasm, a canyon, that has developed between Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and the Minister Farrakhan. I think that basically Farrakhan, a lot of what he is saying is very much on target and very much accurate. Farrakhan is now distributing, none dare call it, conspiracy. He has had a private meeting with a friend of mine, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, who has the book on AIDS and Ebola, emerging viruses. Yes, he's putting out Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse. He has put out Dr. Strecker's, the Strecker Memorandum, talking about the genetic engineering of AIDS. I personally have a respect for Farrakhan and what he is attempting to do. He has in the past thought of this as a racial issue, I think in much the same way that Malcolm X initially thought of this as a racial issue. It is not. Malcolm, after going to Mecca, discovered that not all Muslims were black. There were some white Muslims. There were, you know, brown Muslims. There were, you know, Asian Muslims. People are people. And I think when we start judging a man or a woman by the goodness of their spirit rather than the color of their skin, we will have achieved what God has sent us here to achieve. And that is peace. We'll have peace and prosperity on the planet. So I do not dislike Farrakhan. And that is why I've openly challenged Dr. Khalid Muhammad in the debate series that I've engaged in.
Back in 1994 or 5, we had, myself and several people, held ultimate seminar in Arcadia. And this seminar was to expose the New World Order and to expose the those who are the controllers. And this seminar also exposed the some of the tactics of Wackenhut Corporation. And this was around 1992, I believe. But to that meeting, there were about 250 people heard about that meeting, and the seminar was very successful. And one of the seminar, I was interviewed by several nuns, and they were black, and she wanted to interview me about Area 51 and what this has to do with the New World Order. And so I interviewed that black missionary lady. And a month later, I was surprised to find an article in Mr. Farrakhan's magazine called The Final Call. It said UFO and the New World Order, and it was my interview. And I was so astonished because it had my photo in there, and the whole interview was in there. And that black missionary lady said Mr. Farrakhan was very impressed with this article, and he also agrees about this whole concept that there is an elitist that is going to create this oppressive system. So in many ways, I think that, you know, I think it's I don't know, I think, like going back to coincidence, I think some things are really, are happens because something is making that happening. So, you know, this is the best thing I can say. But I was surprised, but because the final call of Louis Farrakhan had this article, a very, very positive article about the seminar insofar as exposing the New World Order.
Separatism is not bad. I mean, if people want to be white separatists or black separatists, or they want to form their own nation, fine. If Tehachapi wanted to secede from the Union, I'd say, hey, I'd probably be wanting to move here.
Well, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Under common law, just as soon as Ray gets around to the final paperwork.
Are there any other questions for Nori or myself? Or yes, back here, and then the lady. I think the lady was actually first. Let's give ladies first, then we'll come to you. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes, what was the reaction when you talked to the officials at Adelanto and Long Beach? What progress was made?
Well, we had a front page banner cap headline. Whenever you have that, the story is conveyed to other areas. I was calling for the recall of Mayor Beverly O'Neill The recall of the Port Commission, the recall of the City Council, and I call for the impeachment of the President of the United States for high treason, because I'm more concerned about the dope in the White House than I am the dope in the crack house. And I think it is, it has resulted in a fervor, an excitement. If you excite minds to think, then you get them to react. As a consequence, when it came to court, we won. And the Chinese communists did not get the base in Long Beach. And now they're bringing it back. They're going through a side, you know, they're going to try to an end around. But we're calling, in fact, I was calling for the people of Long Beach to find out where these individuals live, where they work, their associates. I want them tracked. I want them monitored. There were several of them that had gone over to communist China at China's expense, because they were going to wine and dine them. It is time for us to take offensive action. There's never been any battle fought anywhere or over anything at any time that's been won defensively. We have to be offensive-oriented. And I call for their impeachment, or their removal, and the impeachment of the president. The impeachment proceedings are being initiated now against the President of the United States. There is the 9 bills which have been passed by the Congress of the United States against communist China. And 85 to 90%, both parties, have gone along this particular line of thought. So we have been, I would say, extremely successful, but not successful enough. Yes, sir. Back here.
Do you have a website address that you post your information on?
I'm going to be getting a website. There is something that is posted. Maybe Norio can tell you about that.
There is just a very short website for Anthony Hilder that was provided by Area 51 Research Center. But it's a very short website that could be developed into a bigger site. So actually, I will let you know the site by email, you see. Yes.
And what's yours again, Norio?
My email is groomwatch, G-R-O-O-M, W-A-T-C-H, at AOL.com. And, of course, my personal opinion is that all of this, the whole Internet, is part of the coming system, and we have to make the best use while we can, while we still have time. In fact, I have an opinion that more and more strange logos are visible in many of the large corporations. Even AOL has very strange logos, Lucent Technologies, you name it. All of these big corporations are increasingly and undauntedly showing some strange logos that remind us of a new world order in many ways. And however, while we have time and while we can, we have to use, we have to manipulate this medium to bring out information to the public while we have time and while we have the ability. And so I'm really grateful for this, but it's going to come a time where maybe it will be difficult very soon.
That's why the free world is necessary. It's to me, it isn't optional, it's mandatory. We have to have a federation of nation states that come together not to end our differences, but rather to protect our differences, to protect the individuality and the personality of man. Somebody else, yes? Oh, and then, yeah, well, go ahead.
I just had the thought,
you're on,
Anthony, that, you know, as long as we want to fight, not fight, that's the wrong word, as long as we want to expose these upper echelons of so-called elite, and yet they control our politics, president, most of the senators in Congress. And then if, let's say, some of these senators, Congress, and or the president himself being bad enough as they are, all of a sudden don't want to be as bad as they're demanded to be, the big boys just take them out and replace them with clones. What would you say, or how would you have any kind of defensive offense against clones?
I'm not too sure whether I understood exactly what you said. You're talking about how do we deal with the clones?
Clones are simply downloaded.
Let's say we're making some progress with some of these gentlemen who can help if they choose to, because we get them exposed enough, maybe we offer them enough protection in the truth to where they begin to make a difference for the good of the world. All of a sudden, people making too much of a difference and doing too much good, like John Denver, are taken out. Others are not taken out, they're simply replaced.
I haven't got into that yet, but so I won't answer it, because I'm not sure what one can do about that other than simply closing down the Frankenstein factories. I believe it is possible to expand the information gathered by Ted Gunderson and company about all of the satanic activities and the use of children for medical experiments, just like lab animals in these Frankenstein factories. Once exposed, the whole thing will come down. If we expose just this Oklahoma incident, if we expose the fact that the United States government was involved in this, just this one story, it can bring down the structure of the Illuminati. It can bring them down to the ground. I believe that they must be incarcerated, and I would like to see the President of the United States serve out the rest of his term in the big house and not the White House. And this gentleman here.
I guess this question for Noriel. I was wondering, since the Russian space command has some very sophisticated weapons, their Cosmosphere platforms and their Cosmos interceptors, I was wondering, what is the situation or their involvement with Area 51? Are they allowing it to unfold the way the Bolsheviks are doing it, or are they just sitting back and somehow controlling it from another way? What is the connection with the Russian Space Command?
Well, that is very difficult to answer, but in the past 10 years, the Nellis Air Force Base has allowed different nations to participate in several of the programs, such as the superficially known as the Red Flag operations, where fighter jets from other countries like Germany and Russia and so on are invited to participate in the exercises right near Area 51. So I wouldn't be surprised in the Russian connection and participation in activities at Area 51. In fact, Nellis Air Force Base pin now has it's a red the reddish pin that has it seemed to me like influenced by the Russian flag, and that's a fact. Nellis Air Force Base, and a lot of these programs are going on. Especially the Russians were ahead in many of the psychotronic types of weapons. So some of these weapon systems had been passed to the U.S. and then they are incorporated in the HAARP project and other programs. Right west of Area 51 is a location known as Dreamland, or Data Repository Establishment and Management Land, which is actually part of the Advanced Electronic Warfare Center, where they command all the exercises. But more so, they will be the center of interlinkage of world computer information networks into one area, uniting the North American computer information systems with European and Asian. So the purpose is being fulfilled every year. They are trying to create a tripartite system, Europe, North America, and Far East, three parts going into one system. and Area 51 has been involved in such electronic warfare programs that is on the surface of this joint cooperation with Russian special forces and Russian special technologies. In fact, one interesting thing I think I mentioned in one of the tapes is that during the siege of Waco in Texas, United States DIA and FBI and CIA and other agencies requested the assistance of Dr. Smirnov of Moscow Medical Academy to bring his much-touted the infrasound system. And they were actually going to utilize that infrasound system, which can project certain thoughts to a person, maybe a distance, maybe a mile or two distance away, project certain thought process. And without that person knowing the origin of the thought. And Dr. Smirnov was one of the top experts, and Moscow Medical Academy has a tremendous research on this infrasound system. So there is a cooperation, no doubt. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Russian cosmospheres and other programs are integrated somehow. Yes, that's all I can answer.
Well, I brought a handful of tapes here tonight.
I thought maybe the listening people on the tapes that will get these tapes throughout the world or the United States might want to know too.
See, I've come to the point of realization that it is best to make this cutting edge material in language that appeals to the masses rather than to the elite. The group here, you're pretty much on the cutting edge. You're light years ahead of most people on the street. So our new tape, the New World Order, is designed to be used as a tool, as an instrument, like a spade or a rake or a shovel, so that you can use it to get to plant seeds, to cultivate individuals and groups, to get them to become aware of certain segments of this. We have a huge puzzle out there, and you have to put all these very jagged pieces of this political jigsaw puzzle together to see the big picture. What the tape does in an hour or an hour and a half, like the New World Order, when one watches that, they get the big picture. They don't have to read. They don't have to do a hell of a lot of thinking. They just sit down and they say, oh, that's the way it is. Oh, this is the way it is. And this gentleman over here just got one of our Millennium tapes, which I recommend as a good starter. And it's 2 hours long. It's about 10 times as good as the first thing that Jordan Maxwell and I did, which is called Lucifer 2000. It's 10 times as good and twice as long. And it's filled up with the documentation necessary to explain the big picture. What we have to do is get the big picture, and if somebody is interested in only a segment of it, a portion of it, then let's cooperate with them on that particular portion that we can, and eventually try to bring them into having a greater awareness and knowledge of what is happening to them. We have to have this alliance. We have to work with others. I don't find it unusual to be sitting down with a group of people from potheads to patriots to preachers. We're all talking about the same thing. Freedom is universal. It is universal. And we must join together, not to divide, not to end our differences, but rather to ensure us the right to keep them.
So Anthony.
Yes, they're available here, and you could call us at Daphne could have the...
We need an address for the tape. Tapes go all over the world.
Okay. The address would be... what is the address? Okay. P.O. Box 1122, Malibu. That's 1122, Malibu. M-A-L-I-B-U, California. 90265. It's Harvester Tapes. H-A-R-V-E-S-T-E-R. Tapes. And we'll send out a catalog. All right. And the area code for the phone number is area code... 310-288-6656. Yes, and the gentleman back here again.
I just briefly say, if you would provide us either through your contact through Norio and Rick Martin, or fax us directly your information on a piece of paper, we'll make sure it gets in contact.
All right, so we'll do that. I discovered in 1967 when I made the Illuminati CFR records. You may not be aware of them, I don't know. But from these grew the capitalist conspiracy after Dr. Cleon Skousen had done the naked communist. He did the naked capitalist, based on the book Tragedy and Hope. But the whole thing was triggered by Myron Fagan's tapes, and we're now putting that into book form, which will be published by the Truth Seekers. The record was heard by a million before a book could be read by one. Likewise, a tape can be seen by a million before a book can be read by one. So we must use the electronic media, we must use the website, and you must, I feel compelled to tell you again, remind you again, you have to have a website. Because with this material, it could be one of the largest in the world. It should be, it must be, it shall be. Yes?
I was just wondering, when you talk about the contact going on website, do you think that the elite really trying to shut it down?
If they're doing their job, Don, of course they're going to try to shut it down. But then the whole idea is for it to go up, is for you to go up and for them to go down. There's a battle going on here. There's a battle for the soul. And this is a spiritual battle. There is the International Banksters, and I was very happy to see one of your publications here using a word that I coined 25 years ago, Banksters.
We plagiarize.
Oh, thank God.
That's why we're not concerned. You can go on the website.
So, I think you have to go up on the website, and you might even be thinking of more than one. You've got to, we have to use, propaganda is not a bad word. We have to use direct, indirect, subliminal, and reverse psychological propaganda. In other words, catchphrases which we put out to the people. And we find out what works and what doesn't work. And we have to sift the dialogue so that we use the strongest dialogue, that dialogue which has been picked up and parroted by the public, and incorporate it in our speeches. So that our speech will be more powerful, it will be more direct, it will have impact, pizzazz and punch and power. We have to have that. In doing a radio show, I used to think, well, I'm really a cocky guy and I'm doing my 3 hours, and I said, I've really got it down tonight, right? And I learned right away that you have to be humble, because what you think may be great just doesn't necessarily cut it. The public will tell you by their response what is acceptable to them at that particular time and place. And then you utilize that, string it all together. Go ahead. You string it all together, then you have the key phrases which are like records which are released. Not all the records are going to be hits. Those which hit, then you incorporate, string that all together. And the opposition doesn't do that because they operate out of psychological warfare centers. Like Moscow West over at in Montecito, well, in the Presidio too, up in San Francisco. Moscow West is the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions on Eucalyptus Hill Drive. Or you find out what they're putting together from the Council on Foreign Relations at 5086 the 8th Street, New York City, or from the various psych centers around the world, and the fellows, they collect all of their data and they come out with a statement, and it's a statement by the organization. But by operating from so many different places with so many people, if we create a dialogue which is universally accepted because we have sifted through and got out the most powerful words and put it in the most powerful form, then we will win that war. They can't beat us. It's impossible to beat us. They can't win. and we can't lose. But we must develop those techniques. We must have a psychological warfare center. You have a psychological warfare center right here. You just haven't called it that. And it's engaging in the war of words. Because you will save the lives of millions and millions of people if you utilize what you have properly. You've got the spirit. You've got the facility. You've got the reason. It's do or die. Anybody else? Then I shall hand the microphone over to the beautiful lady.
And now that we've had full appreciation, maybe shall we spend the night, or?
Well, we got a lot of food left.
And I certainly thought that we should have a meeting before noon tomorrow, so that we don't have to put it away. We'll cover it. Believe me, it'll be 40 degrees in here before you know it. Thank you, gentlemen. We don't need to dump a load on you, because we're all preaching to the same choir. I would take a little bit of an exception to Norio, who said, I would die for this country. Please, let's not anymore die for anything. We need ones to step out there, and for goodness sakes, let's live for freedom. Thank you for coming. Goodbye to all of you who have to go. But we certainly need a break here now. So, salut.